RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Headaches is something that we all have encountered, sometimes even daily. There's a whole bunch of things that comprise headaches. But my feeling is, it's time to go see the eye doctor because you may circumvent a lot of testing and be able to get an answer a lot quicker. Let me review for you what causes headaches. Injury, brain freeze from an icicle or a popsicle, dehydration, after a drug or coffee rebound if you're going off coffee, chronic sinus problems, cluster headaches from histamine release, neurologic headache from tic doleru, high blood pressure, stroke, dissecting aneurysm, sounding very grim indeed, but we'll get past all of it, glaucoma and inflammation in the eye, a brain tumor, carbon monoxide poisoning. But let's get down to the nitty-gritty of it. Tension headache and migraine are the numbers 1 and 2. And there are things we can learn what to do about it and get a dilated eye exam from a good, competent eye doctor. First thing to do with a headache is to describe for yourself or the clinician, where is the headache? What's the intensity? What's the frequency? If it is continually growing, it is an emergency. If it comes and goes, or if it aches, or if it wanes and disappears at time, or occurs only while sleeping on two pillows, it certainly helps. Location of the headache is not always valuable. For instance, I see people all the time come in with chronic eye pain or headache over their eyes. The worst case scenario was a 48-year-old nurse who had it for 10 years. And once we massaged the back of her neck, it radically decreased. Those are tension headaches. Tension headaches are caused by how we hold our head, how we lift, whether our structure of our body, like one leg, is longer than the other. So it's really subtle. And you usually don't get that headache after some kind of issue, like lifting the clothes or the children out of the back of the car. It happens a day later. If you got flashing lights or a runny nose or a hearing loss, those are clues perhaps to what's going on. Vision loss has a number of things that occur with a headache. You can have a TIA, a transient ischemic attack. A stroke is going to be profound. A TIA is quick. A migraine in older people is about 10 minutes. And you don't fully lose your vision. You get the flashes or the grays and sometimes even some radiating in different parts of the body. People have come to me having gone to 2 dentists and wonder why they have jaw pain. Others have come with an earache after sneezing. Well, the common denominator in both these people were they did something very strong and seismic, like the sneeze or like hit their head, and they got whiplash. You will never relieve whiplash until you massage the back of the neck. So why do we say go to the eye doctor? What can the eye doctor do about this? Well, the eye doctor, like any doctor, can ask some questions. Osler said that 80 to 90% of diagnoses can be made by the patient. All they have to do is be able to put in order their symptoms, and we can put together the signs of the illness. When we look at the eyes, we can see is, are they red or they're not red? Is there tenderness when you tap above the brow on the sinus? Do the pupils work? Muscles work? Are there optic nerve changes? For instance, at least 40% of brain tumors can present with a pupillary abnormality, an eye muscle abnormality, or swelling of the optic nerve. So these are things we can immediately discount, which are significant. Transient ischemic attack, we can help differentiate in terms of a more permanent issue, like a stroke. Other items, like changes in your vision, like you're undercorrected with your glasses, can be a cause of headaches. But then a good doctor and a good listener would be able to sort of assimilate the conditions in which the headache arises. So documenting the epidemiology, the intensity, and the location are helpful. Well, let's come back to the two biggies. A tension headache is called ophthalmic or occipital neuralgia. Occipit is the back of your neck near the occipital lobe. So the tendons that hold your neck up are four, two in back, two in front. The two in back attach to the skull about an inch from the spinal cord and go out to the clavicle. So they're like struts, like holding the tent up. And with a rapid movement or a tremendous shrug, you will get a spasm. And that spasm will be located in a knot in the back of the neck, again, an inch from the spinal column, and attached to the bone. I mean, if you rub it right now, I'm sure many of you will notice it's a little tender there, because we tend to hold our tension there. Ergo, the name, tension headache. We're all going to get it. We can get it from our head position at the computer. We can get it from sneezing. We can get it from driving and holding our head in one position and our body in one position. We can get it from our posture, how we lean. If we lean forward with our head forward, we're putting stress on those particular muscles. And these muscles need relaxation, just like exercises needs the balance of relaxation. So the treatment for a tension headache is massage. It can be done by you, or it can be done by a masseuse, or a rolfer, or a cranial sacral therapist. Deep tissue massage on that area several times a day ought to be able to release it. You can actually lie on a hard floor with a tennis ball and let it roll around on that knot. Now, we spent all this time talking about headaches and eye doctors, but you can understand as the listener, you can make this diagnosis as well as anyone else. So the moral of the story is always look for the tension headache first. The migraine, especially in an older person, is called an occipital migraine. It presents quickly with flashing lights, usually strobe kind of lights, and it's pretty well documented that it's only 10 to 15 minutes and it goes away without a headache. Young people get spasm of their blood vessels, giving the flashing, and then it dilates, giving them severe headache and occasionally nausea and lasting for hours. Older people get a self-limited event. So the moral of the story is headaches can be documented by what is the cause. If you have hypertension, take your blood pressure. You certainly should have an instrument at home because that would be helpful. If you can resolve the headache yourself, all the better. Again, as an ophthalmologist, we see what primary care doctors tend to do. They tend to medicate, and neurologists tend to do a lot of tests. But the moral of the story is, you have to be the medical detective. You have to be the one that figures out what is the cause and how we can deal with it. It's very interesting because we're all going to have these headaches. We're all going to have them, and we can all resolve them very quickly if you know where to press on the knot. The moral of the story is a full exam is good once in a while. A dilated eye exam is good once in a while. But you live in that body all of the time. And the wise person is going to be the one who's going to determine, is it my teeth, is it my ear, is it the back of the neck? And the moral of the story is, you know it, you can treat it, and we are here at Radio MD.